A 12-year-old girl has been hospitalised with a serious head injury following an attack on a house in North Cork on Monday night. The girl was injured during the incident in which at least five armed and masked men smashed up a car and attacked a house in Charleville. Barry Roach is Southern correspondent of the Irish Times. Barry, will you talk us through the events of Monday night in Charleville and what's known at this stage?
Indeed, Mary, as you say, there was this incident in Charleville at around 11:30 p.m. on Monday night when a gang of armed men and masked, believed to be at least five, they approached a house on the New Line area of Charleville. They attacked the car, smashed it up with bars and flash hooks, and then they turned their attention to the house. And it was during this attack on the house that the girl was injured. It's understood she was standing just inside the front door of the house with her mother and her three younger siblings when one of the assailants smashed the glass panel in the door with a slash hook and it hit the girl in the head. She suffered serious head injuries. The emergency services were called. She was bleeding profusely, but she was conscious, and they brought her to CUH. But it was when she was at CUH and scans were done, they discovered that she'd actually suffered a fractured skull as well. And she was rushed by ambulance at 5 a.m. yesterday morning, Tuesday, to Temple Street Hospital in Dublin, where she underwent emergency surgery. And my understanding is that the surgery went well, but she's in an induced coma. And Garda Press yesterday afternoon issued a statement in which they said that her condition was serious but stable. So that's what we know about the poor girl at this stage.
And what are Gardaí saying about the incident and the background to the case?
Gardaí believe it's part of an ongoing feud which has been festering and simmering, as it were, and escalating between one extended family based in Charleville in North Cork and another based in Limerick in Partick's Well. And they believe it may be linked to an incident in Partick's Well about 2 weeks ago when a car was smashed up and a house attacked in a similar fashion, and that last night's, or rather Monday night's incident in Charleville may well have been a retaliation for that. Obviously Gardaí are very concerned about this, and I think they're extremely vigilant, and extra patrols were mounted last night, my understanding is, both in Charleville, North Cork and in Limerick to try and avert any further episode, but it's of serious concern to them. They're also investigating whether it may be linked to a social media posting some months or weeks ago where somebody from the Charleville side extended a challenge, as it were, or a call out to those on the Limerick side. And that's all being investigated. Gardaí have appealed for information to the public. Superintendent Gary McPolan, who covers Charleville, said, you know, there's no room for bystander apathy in this. This is a serious incident where a 12-year-old has been attacked in her home, and he's appealing for anybody who can assist Gardaí to come forward. They've begun a forensic inquiry of the scene, and also they're harvesting CCTV footage, and they've appealed to anyone who was in the area and may have dashcam footage to contact the Mallow Garda station. The relevant time is being between 10:30 and midnight on Monday night in Charleville. So that's where the investigation is at this point.
Barry,
as well as door inquiries,
yeah.
Obviously.
All right, listen, Barry, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on that attack in Charleville.